Gerald Lucas here with another installment of Ask Gerald, where you get your real estate questions answered. Today's question comes from Carolyn. Carolyn writes from Bogota, New Jersey. And Carolyn writes, "We just got back from vacation. While we were away, we saw a property that I think would be a great rental investment. What do you think?" Well, Carolyn, you know, property management is really a hands-on endeavor, which means it's easier to manage rental properties that are closer to where you are than it is when they're far away. And that doesn't mean that you can't do it, but you know, it's challenging enough. And you know, when you are a long distance landlord, the success of your investment is a lot more dependent on the property manager that you choose to work with and the local team of contractors and handymen, etc., that are on the ground wherever the investment property is. And there are kind of three ways that I'm going to talk about right now that long distance landlords are more vulnerable than local investors. The first is that long distance landlords tend to get ripped off by contractors more often than local landlords. So contractors tend to know when an owner or landlord is out of state or from a different area, and not coincidentally, you know, the price of materials and labor tends to go up higher because they just assume that people don't know. They may, you know, double charge you, they may charge you more for materials when they get materials cheaper, etc. So that's one way you can get ripped off as a long distance landlord, getting ripped off by contractors. You also can get, or you're also more vulnerable to getting ripped off by a property management company who, if you're not around, could say that your apartment or house isn't rented and they could rent it and pocket all the rent from you. And if you don't spot check your investment and go and show up and make sure what's going on, how would you know? Right, so that's another vulnerability that long-distance landlords have. And another vulnerability, the third one I'm going to mention, for long-distance landlords is that sometimes in landlord-tenant court, long-distance landlords, particularly if they don't show up and they're not there, they just simply don't get treated as well as local owners, local investors do. So again, you can do the long distance landlord thing if you want, but I think it's a lot easier and there's less dependencies. It's easier if you stick to properties that are closer to where you geographically are. So thanks for your question, Carolyn. For more real estate information and tips, visit my blog at geraldlucas.com. I'm Gerald Lucas, and I'll see you again soon.